I'm not even done. Haven't even started. That's okay, though. Tonight, we have made it to Christmas Eve once again. As you think about the past year, what has changed? Did any of you think it would be any different than last year? I'm sure many of you have been very, very busy checking off your lists of things to do, saying yes to more than you could ever handle. So I must ask, why? Why do we fill ourselves with so much during the season of watching and waiting? Why do we go nonstop until we fall into bed exhausted? Is it all because we need to convince ourselves that we can fill our emptiness? Is it an attempt to silence the voice inside that asks questions we don't have the answers for? Or is it because this is what we have always done? We want it all to be perfect, don't we? But then, on the other hand, maybe you aren't one of those who are busy. And rather, your life is filled with loneliness of daily existence. There are empty chairs at the table. There is silence in the hallways. And these are defining your existence. Even when the world proclaims this is the most wonderful time of the year. Friends, I know there are some of you who seem unseen. I know there are some of you who feel unknown. And the truth is, well, you might feel like a shepherd. Tonight, once again, we read from Luke's gospel. We have declaration, we have a manger, we have angels, and we have shepherds. And tonight, I want to speak to a couple of these, and the first are the shepherds. Some might call them outsiders. Some might think they are lazy, out relaxing in the fields, dozing off, maybe drinking a few bottles of wine. More time on their hands than we ever think we would have. This is the way history and many view them. Some saw them as unfit, unclean, a little rough around the edges. They were cast into the fields on purpose to keep them from worshiping and interacting with those so-called good people. That is why in our gospel, when Luke tells us that the people were amazed at what the shepherds had told them, it should make us wonder about the story itself. Oh yes, the story. That is why we're here tonight, right? A story that is sourced from a group of people that don't seem reliable. And yet it was them who got this direct message, this manifestation, an angel, not just one, but a host of them, singing, dancing, all about this child, this baby in a simple manger. And I'm sure their audience weren't all too keen about what they were hearing, especially from a group of people who weren't in the same class as they were. They are shepherds, after all. A couple of weeks ago, Stephanie and I, we went for a drive to go out and look at Christmas lights. How many of you go out and look at Christmas lights, drive around and scope them out? How many of you ever find stuff that's, like, exciting? You know? Steph and I drove around for like 2 hours. And we kept on going to different parts of the neighborhood in Bemidji, because Bemidji's a big town. And they actually put on this light show or something where you could go to different houses and you can vote on those houses. Well, we finally found one of the houses, all right? Finally found one of the houses. And it was gorgeous. It was decorated. There was decorations on the roof. And across the road, there was this house that had this big bay windows out front. And half the Christmas tree was inside, and the other half was on top of the house. And I said, wow, who would have thought of that? That person is not lazy. Oh, but we drove and we drove. We saw a few strings here, a few strings there, with the majority of the houses having little to no decoration. I thought maybe it was because it snowed earlier this year or got colder, or maybe everyone was just too busy to put up the decorations. And maybe this was the same issue with the shepherds. You see, Luke never said anything about them being lazy. What Luke said is they were keeping watch. Their job was more important than we think. There are people who claim that they watch over the flock of sheep that were given for temple sacrifice. But Luke saw a symbolic moment. Here we have this group of people, unclean, maybe unkept, and they're the ones who proclaim the birth of the Christ child. And did they? The night came. Here they're coming into town, smelling of their animals, telling everyone who would listen what had happened to them, how it was going to happen, how they were keeping watch, and how they were doing their job, and how they were keeping a close eye out for danger. And then the sky exploded. They thought their hearts and their chests couldn't stop beating. It. They were hard, and they thought maybe the world was going to end. Maybe they thought about their families, how they were never going to hold their children again or kiss their wives or even laugh with family and friends. Maybe they just thought that all the bad they had done in the past had finally caught up with them. And as those thoughts raced through their minds, something great happened. A voice from heaven spoke in their heads. This voice said this, "Fear not." To you, something great is happening right now. There is this child being born, and he is a Savior. To you. And I'm sure they thought, for us? Are you sure? Isn't this Savior for those who have something? Those good people in town, the priests, the leaders, the rich, the powerful. No, the angel said, this is a sign to you that there will be a babe wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. And it clicked for them right there. They understood because they knew a lot about what was happening in a manger. Then something else happened. This song, this glorious song, it brought tears to the eyes of those rough and burly men, and it changed them. Their hearts became lighter, their minds began to rest, and their hopes soared like never before. It was glorious. And then it ended. Maybe they held their breath. Maybe they took a step back and began looking around, hoping, wishing that they weren't the only ones who had heard what just happened. But when they looked, they only saw each other. Other shepherds looking at other shepherds, but their faces told the story. "Let us make haste," they said. They instantly began making room in their busy schedules, and they made their way, breathless, hopeful, from all the excitement of this news they just heard. This past week, I had a conversation with a man who knew that I was a pastor. He said, "Pastor Greg, I bet you're getting excited for the week ahead." And my response was this: in the eyes of many, probably getting excited for the wrong thing. What do I mean by that? I get excited because once again we get to celebrate something wonderful, a gracious gift that will never need batteries, a gift that will never need to be thrown away, and a gift that will always work, but only if you put in the work. Friends, this is the true meaning of why we are here tonight. It's not about frosting cookies. It's not about the presents. It's about being a good person. It is about being like that child who was lying in that manger. So let me ask, why are you scared? Why are you hesitant? Maybe this is better. What are you keeping watch over? What will you make room for? Because we have been slipped a present. Let me change that. We have been slipped a presence. And that presence is beyond us and yet within us. It is from some place that we will never fully understand. And yet that some place is our true home. It is something that is so unlike us, and yet it is something we long to become. This something, this someone, it is in us, and yet it is still too far from us. And that distance, it wounds us. It is an ache, one we need to soothe, a wound we need to heal. And because of that, we sometimes lash out in anger. We become frustrated, all because we are not whole. We hurt, and it feels like the world is what is keeping us from healing. So what do? We begin looking for someone or even something to blame. We cover ourselves with stuff. We go and do all so we don't have to think anymore. Because when we do, all we think about is what is missing. We think of what isn't ours. We think of the sadness in our soul. Then suddenly, yes, that is what I said. Then suddenly, something happens, something that we cannot do for ourselves, something that fills the hole in your heart, and it doesn't come from me, it doesn't come from you, and that is the glory of all of this, that tonight, no matter how bad you think your life is, no matter how busy you are, no matter if you forgot to buy a present for someone who wasn't on your list, anybody in here tonight? Tonight we get the best presents ever. And this gift, it isn't earned. This gift isn't ordered off Amazon. This gift isn't made in your workshop. Rather, this gift is a gift that just might remake you. And here is the best part. There is nothing you need to do. You don't need to find that little screwdriver to take that little screw out to put the batteries in. You know which one I'm talking about. You don't need a chainsaw to open the packaging. You don't need to go into debt to buy it. All we have to do is listen closely. Because tonight, the shepherds are claiming, the angels are singing, they are saying, fear not. They are asking us to look up. And most of all, they are asking one more thing of us, which is this: to believe. And believing is for you. It is for us and for the family of God, the community of faith, and the body of Christ. This Christmas, I hope that all of you are filled with the joy of the season. I pray that peace will come and enfold you. I pray that it will bring you home. I pray that you fill your calendar with peacemaking and peace living. And most of all, I pray that the love that is lying in a manger will bring to you all the glory that you deserve, because you are the glory and you are the sign. So tonight, keep watching, keep listening, and keep the Christmas season in your heart. Amen.